of concern to most people in Sunnah Etikaf, and that is the question of ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. Whether it is jais, permissible or not to just go and have a bath because it's a day of Jumu'ah. So there is ikhtilaf in it, there's difference of opinion. Many, many masail have got differences of opinion. But this is a very, very reliable, authentic mufti. He passed away. But amongst his students are great, great muftis. And he was quite hard and quite strict on the masail. But he states in this fatwa of his, معتکف جمعہ کے دن غسل کرنے کے لئے مسجد سے باہر جا سکتا ہے یا نہیں. The person who is in sunnat اعتکاف, can he go outside the masjid just for the purpose of غسل جمعہ, on the day of Jumu'ah, just to go and take the mustahab ghusl, can he go out of the masjid or not? So a lot of ibarats and all he has mentioned here, but نُقِلَ فِي الْمَتَانَ and many other these things. And he says, وَيَجُوزُ لِلْمُعْتَكِفْ أَنْ يَخْرُجَ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ فِي سَبْعَةِ أَشْيَا, for seven things he can come outside the masjid. البول والغائط والوضوء والاختصال فرضا كان او نفلا, to go and urinate, to go to the toilet, to make wuzu, to make ghusl, farz or nafil. And then after mentioning a few other people's fatawa, then he says that there are 13 kitabs in which this mas'ala has been mentioned without any difference of opinion, in 13 mu'tamad, mu'tabar kitabs. Amongst them there are some maybe a little weak riwayat, but the khulasa of all that is that if a person has to leave the masjid solely with the niyat of making ghusl of Jumu'ah, which is mustahab, then it is jais. Now finish. After that, now you don't have to go and start looking at all the other riwayat and all the ikhtilafat and everything else. When he is giving you the khulasa, that looking at all the kutub, looking at all the different fatawa kitabs, I come to the conclusion, he says, that there is definitely no problem in a person going out of the masjid solely for the purpose of making ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, with that niyat that it is sunnat or mustahab to have a ghusl and bath on the day of Jumu'ah. But just like any other khuruj from the masjid for wuzu purpose or toilet, just as you would return as quickly as possible, so that is what you will have to do if you have to go for wuzu or ghusl, if you have to go for ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. So this Jumu'ah of Friday, if you all want to go for ghusl, then you start from the morning. Because if you're going to all pitch up there one time, 12 o'clock, then you'll miss your Jumu'ah. All the water will get very cold. So you start from the morning, one by one, one by one, one by one. Inshallah, by tahajjud time that evening, you'll all finish. Because somebody might get stuck in there for 1 hour, then you'll... So what is expected at that time, the person just goes, pours some water over his body, takes a shower, quick shower, just cools himself, refreshes himself with the niyat of Jumu'ah, ghusl, and comes away. Not that he starts preparing ghusl for Eid from this Jumu'ah till Sunday. So don't argue after that with anybody. In other kitabs you may find something else, but I'm giving you this fatwa. Wherever there's gunjaish and it's given by a mu'tamad, reliable, authentic person, then must accept it. Maulana Zakir sahab achhe waqt mein aa gaye, masla suna aapne, juma ke din wahan westfall mein kya fatwa dete hai aap, ghusl ke liye jana jaiz hai ke not jaiz? Those muttaqif they don't ask you. So there's a fatwa of ahsanul fatawa by mufti Abdul Rashid sahab, who was a very great mufti of Pakistan, and his Darul Ifta also produced some great, great muftis. Mufti Taqi Usmani, Mufti Rafi Usmani, always shagirs also. So he has quoted many kitabs, must take this copy. And he comes to the conclusion that there is no difference between, or that ikhtilaf which is mentioned there, that you can come out for wuzu to make nafil salat. So he says, what's the difference between that? If you can come out to make wuzu, to make nafil salat, whereas nafil salat is not wajib, not farz, but you're just coming out to make wuzu, just to make nafil salat. So in the same way, you can come out on Jumu'ah day, just to make sunnat ghusl, sunnat ghusl of mustahab, which is also on the day of Jumu'ah. Return to the masjid quickly, was itna fatwa ho gaya khatam. If you're going to go and argue and... But whoever does not want to make amal on that, there's no problem. You can remain till Eid day without ghusl. Hame kya arisme? Hame kya nuksan hoga? Again, gunjaish hai, to amal kar lo, koi arisme. इसको खाने के अंदर शुमार नहीं करते. एक खजूर खा लेना,
नहीं, नमाज के बाद,
नमाज के बाद उसमें जहां तक हो सके मस्जिद के अंदर हाथ धोना चाहिए. लेकिन अगर न हो तो फिर इसी नियत से कि सुन्नत अमल है तो गुंजाइश निकल आती है, वरना पूरी मस्जिद में कहां और पानी लेते कर आते रहेंगे. वैसे तो वो गुस्ल का भी मसला है कि मस्जिद के अंदर कोई ऐसा इंतजाम करना चाहिए कि वहीं से गुसल करे और पानी बाहर चला जाए. तो अब अगर हम यहाँ पर वो सबका इंतजाम कर दे, फिर शायद हाउ डिड यू मेक अरेंजमेंट फॉर ऑल ऑफ योर वर्क. तो ये मसाइल है, लेकिन हालात की वजह से तब्दीली आती है. बस इतना काफी है कि गुसल मुस्तहब या सुन्नत जो है जुमा का, उसके लिए खुरूज जायज है बस.
लेकिन ऐसे ही जाकर शावर वगैरह,
नहीं वो जायज नहीं है, वो सुन्नत नहीं है. You see how the ikhtilaf of the a'imma is a rahmat. We consider it as something very bad, but if it is based on Quran, Sunnah, Dalail, then it creates some kind of concession and gunjaish at times where it's necessary. It doesn't mean now you must look around everywhere, wherever you find one fatwa that suits you, then you say, I'm going to make amal on that. It's not that. We are accepting all the fatwa in Ahsanul Fatawa, or majority of them. So then what is the problem in accepting this one? Why go the difficult route? And these people were not ordinary muftis. One kamal of his and one very, very distinguishing feature in his life was his punctuality, his time. He had everything, time to time, this time to that time writing, this time to that time fatawa, this time to that time meeting people, this time to that time this or that. He won't come 1 minute early or he won't go 1 minute late. All the time he's got his watch and he will check in there and he will go by that. So that is how they were able to do so much of work. Once again, tonight is the 26th night and tomorrow is going to be the 27th, inshallah. So we'll make dua tonight and complete the session and the program so that you can condition your minds and selves for spending the rest of tomorrow night in ibadat. One night in ibadat is not going to bring about any kind of collapse, inshallah. But it's an opportunity, once in a lifetime opportunity. We don't know whether we will get another opportunity. Last year so many people were with us on the 27th. Where are they? So many have gone to the Qabristan, never to return again. How much they must be desirous that we wish we had another Ramadan. And especially if they were not able to do anything in the past Ramadan, then that desire. Oh Allah, send us back so that we can do something and come back. But once the time has expired, then there is no return. So we have to accumulate before we leave. Don't wait and depend on other people that after we are in the grave then they will remember us and send sawab. Some people will be fortunate, Allah Ta'ala has got friends and family members and students and others that will send sawab to them. But our duty is to accumulate ourselves and take it with. Don't depend. These days nobody really remembers anybody. How many people have been totally forgotten? When they were living, we expressed great love for them and we were around them and we were doing everything to show our love. But after they passed away, we cried for a few days, few nights and finished. After that, forgotten. Now and again, casually, suddenly we remember them. So prepare for the hereafter now. Preparation time is now. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us health, He's given us wealth, He's given us time, He's given us everything for the preparation of the hereafter. In the examination, the person doesn't start preparing when the examination arrives. Now the student says, no, I'm in the examination room, and then I will start preparing. In that examination, there's no question of bribes and permission from the angel to do what you like. I had a letter from Pakistan yesterday, just yesterday. The truth I'm telling you in the masjid. He writes there, he says, well, I cheated in quite a bit of papers, because the invigilator allows you to cheat, to exchange papers. But sometimes when he sees the senior is coming, then he tells us, mustn't cheat. So now, am I sinful now if I have done this? Have you quit? The invigilator himself says, carry on, don't worry, do what you like. So, آخرت کا مسئلہ یہ نہیں ہے کہ وہ فرشتہ کہے گا وہ جو چاہے کرتا رہے اللہ تعالیٰ نہیں دیکھ رہا ہے جب اللہ تعالیٰ دیکھے گا اس وقت چیٹ مت کرنا ابھی cheat. Think this is going to be like that. Okay, until Allah Ta'ala is not watching, you can cheat a little bit. But after that, don't cheat. Na'uzubillah. So that imtihan is not like this worldly imtihan. Look at the type of invigilators also. They say, no problem, you can do what you like. But then you see somebody else coming, the senior, in that time he was a little bit on guard. So wo puch raha hai ki, that I cheated also, so now was that a sin? Gunah karne ke baad puchte hai ki us kya? So the preparation for that hereafter is now. Qabar ki tayyari yahi se karni hai. Akhirat ki tayyari isi dunya se karni hai. One day we have to present ourselves before Allah Ta'ala. We have to answer for our doings. That is why we keep saying, Ya Allah, without istihqaq, without our deserving, enters into Jannat without any reckoning. Because whomsoever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will say, now open up his books, then he's in a problem. Then he's in a problem. So Allah Ta'ala has given us some opportunity. It's not difficult, it's not something that is beyond man's capacity that Allah Ta'ala wants from him. And all this extra nafil ibadat, zikr, tilawat is all on the basis of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody forces anybody. It's not compulsory, we know. But how many things in our lives we do which is not compulsory? But for our enjoyment, for pleasure of somebody, we do it so that the person gets happy. It's not compulsory, not obligatory. So in the same way, we're going to keep questioning that, is this compulsory? If it's farz, wajib, then I will do it. If it's mustahab, if it's nafil, if it's sunnah, then I won't do it. So then where is the muhabbat then? Muhabbat demands that we do mustahab too, we do nafil too, we do sunnat and ghair muakkada too. But when we read in the kitab somewhere this is nafil, it is mustahab, and it means that now leave it out all your life. All that it meant is now and again, you leave it out, it won't be sinful. But muhabbat is that steam of muhabbat is required. Then that train, it will move very, very fast if it's got that steam of muhabbat. Azab is in its place too. But even if there was no, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi said that even if there was no such thing as azab of Jahannam, if there was no such thing as azab of Jahannam, then too for a believer to commit sins, it was not acceptable because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ni'mats on him are limitless, countless ni'mats. So his love for Allah ta'ala demanded that he stay away from anything that displeases Allah ta'ala, even if there was no azab of Jahannam. Because the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is worse than the azab of Jahannam. So let us make dua now and we and then go and have a rest or eat silently, make some ibadat, get up at your convenience, make tahajjud salat, tasbihat, and then prepare tomorrow mentally that you want to spend the night. All this ihtikaf tents will have to be moved out. It's going to get full year inshallah. So therefore you will have to prepare for that. Sleep during the day a little bit. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana, ya rabbana, ya rabbana, zolamna anfusana, zolamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna, lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, oh my most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah. Oh my Sattarul Uyub, Ghaffarul Zunub Allah. Oh my most tolerant Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. In this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, this Mubarak night of Ramadan, we sinful servants are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, the month of Ramadan has almost ended. We haven't been able to do justice to the fasting in this Mubarak month. We haven't been able to do justice to the tilawat in this Mubarak month. We haven't been able to do justice to the zikr and ibadat in this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, but you dearly love forgiveness. Ay mere Allah, tu maafi ko pasand karta hai. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyah khar, اب بدکار ہے, اب مجرم ہے, ہم خطاکار ہیں, ہم گندے اور نالائق ہیں. میرے اللہ, ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. او مائی اللہ, where do we go? There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other home for us in which we can beg. My Allah, if you are going to turn away your glance of rahmat because of our sins, then my Allah, we will face nothing but destruction. Ay mere Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Allah, humse razi ho ja. Become pleased and happy with us. Distance us from everything that leads to the fire of Jahannam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Light up our hearts with the noor of Iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of Yaqeed. Light up our hearts with the noor of Ibadat, with the noor of Zikr and Tilawat. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, bless us with Afiyat, with Salamat, with Izzat. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with Yaqeen in you. Bless us with your Marifat. Bless us with your Muhabbat, with the Muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay mere Allah, ہمارے دلوں کا حال بدل دے, change the direction of our lives, change the condition of our hearts. How long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? Ya Allah, fill our hearts with ikhlas. Oh my beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. How long are we going to live a life of sin on this earth? Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, jealousy. Clean and purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, qulub ata farma. Pakiza qulub ata farma. Auliyai siddiqeen ki nisbat ata farma. Quwate jazb se hum sab ko apna bana le. Ya Allah, we have tried and we fail. We try and we fail. We make toba and break our toba. Oh my beloved Allah, make us of the auliyai siddiqeen with your power of jazb. Ey mere pyare Allah, koi tujhe poochne wala nahi hai. There's nobody to question you, my Allah. Why did you forgive those sinners in Masjid-e-Noor who had raised their hands before you? Who is going to question you, my Allah? If you are going to forgive us, we will become successful. You will become happy. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. Oh Allah, if you do not forgive us, then the only one that will become happy will be Shaitan. Mere Allah, hame maaf kar de. In mubarak raaton mein to khud pukar pukar kar kehta hai, is there anyone seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? Ya Allah, you are proclaiming yourself. Therefore we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, who can be more generous than you? Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that pour in these mubarak nights. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make qadr of the remaining days and nights. Ya Allah, we do not know whether we will be able to see another day of Ramadan or another year of Ramadan. Oh my beloved Allah, the remaining days and nights, give us the tawfiq to make qadr. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, bless us with good health. Allah, we are sick and ailing, give us cure from all our ailments. Jo bhi bimar hai, hospital mein ho, or whether they are in their homes, or they are in the clinics, or they are amongst us, Ya Allah, bless them with complete cure from all their ailments. Unko mukammal shifa ata farma, sihat tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra naseeb farma. Ya Allah, give us spiritual purification, spiritual health and physical health. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties. Bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove the problems. Those who are sick, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Ey mere pyare khuda, zindagi ke ayyam jo guzar gaye, guzar gaye. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. We have to leave this world one day. Ya Allah, the water of Bayid Ghusl will be poured above our bodies. We will be moved backwards and forwards, right and left. We will not be able to utter a single word. Oh my beloved Allah, rings will be removed from our fingers, watches from our wrists. Our clothes, if they are tight-fitting, will be sliced with the scissors and removed. Ha, my Allah, before the water of Mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Allah, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ay Allah. اب ایک کفن پہنایا جائے اس سے قبل ہمارے دلوں پر لباس تقوی اوڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ کی بس سنسیہ توبہ توفیق و سنسیہ توبہ فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, ڈونٹ لیٹ دا اینجل آف دیتھ فائنڈ اس ان اینی کائنڈ آف حرام ایکشن. وین دا ٹائم آف اوور ڈیپارچر کمز, ٹیک اس ٹو مدینہ تو. اے اللہ, جب اس دنیا سے جانے کا وقت آئے تو مدینہ تو یہ باپ ہمیں پہنچا دے. مدینہ تو یہ باب شہادت کی موت عطا فرما. بلیس اس وتھ بریل ان جنت البقیع. بٹ اف اٹس ناٹ مقدر ویئر ایور اٹ مے بی, لیٹ اٹ بی ان اے اسٹیج دیٹ یو آر پلیزڈ ود اس. یا اللہ, بلیس اس وتھ دا بیسٹ آف دنیا اینڈ دا بیسٹ آف آخرت. ربنا آتینا فی الدنیا حسنا وفی الآخرت حسنا وقینا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسینا او اخطأنا. ربنا فلا تحمل علینا اصرا کما حملته علی الذین من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going through around the globe. In Iraq, Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Europe, America, Africa, Asia. Oh my beloved Allah, which part of the world the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not suffering? Allah, remove their difficulties, their problems, their hardships. Give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Bless them with iman and Islam. But if they become stubborn, obstinate, made up their mind that they will continue with the persecution and torture and tyranny, then, oh my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Oh Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Cause division amongst their ranks. Cause them defeat in the battlefield. Oh my beloved Allah, what else can we do but beg of you? Everything is in your control. It doesn't take time for you to change the condition. Ay Allah, halat ko apne fazl o karam se badal de. Hamare gunahon ko mat dekh. Mere pyare nabi ke khoon mubarak ko dekh. Ye jo Taif mein baha, jo Uhud mein baha, and so many other places. Ya Allah, look at my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's tears, which he shed for the sake of the ummah. And forgive the ummah. Ya Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made of goodness for us. His entire life he prayed for us. Bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Our parents and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma. Itne deeni idare hai unko qubool farma. Tasneef wa taleef ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Ikhlas ki daulat se sabko mala mal farma. اے اللہ, ہماری دعاؤں کو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقہ طفیل میں قبول فرما. جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو نہیں مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما. Bless us with what we have asked and what we haven't been able to ask. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Allah accept the i'tikaf of all those who are making i'tikaf. Accept the zikr, tilawah, the ibadah, the du'as that they are making. Allah, sab se razi ho jao. Sab se razi ho jao. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.